Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today, we have Mark here with us, who is also a podcaster and an inspiring young entrepreneur who has a really awesome message. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on, Nika, and thank you everyone out there for listening.
Awesome. So to get started, can you start off by telling us a little bit about who you are?
Sure. So I do a lot of different things. I'm mostly known for this podcast that I host. It's called Humans 2.0. It's kind of about the divergence of technology and self-development in today's world. But I also run a business called ViewDream. That's a virtual reality and augmented reality growth agency. And I also do some other things on the side. But that's how I would classify what I mostly do here.
Awesome. So tell us more about your story and how you got started.
I mean, just like in general?
Yeah. So what inspired you to start, you know, the podcast? And yeah, just kind of okay. In general, tell us about the story of your life, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you never know from which angle. That's what I like to ask. So I would answer that question by kind of starting off by saying my parents came here from Egypt in 1996 to the United States. We immigrated into a small town in Massachusetts. We moved around a lot. In turn, I kind of started building this, social anxiety coupled with some depression, but it was mostly anxiety. And, you know, looking back at that now, I may or may not classify that as my entrepreneurial tendencies. At 7 years old, I was collecting baseball and selling Pokemon cards. At 11 years old, I started posting YouTube videos. At one point, I had like 35,000 subscribers. At age 15, I end up starting this Minecraft server, just ended up stumbling into it. But really that ended up leading into a multi six figure business at the age of like 15, 16, growing up in an area where that's a lot of money, especially for someone at my age. In some ways that kind of financial success made my internal self a lot less developed. You know, I kind of use it as an excuse, right? Like, why would you, you know, sit down for 15 minutes and like meditate to see if you're really happy or not when you can, you know, go buy something or like go drink this or go eat this or go do that with the money that you have. Going to college, kind of becoming aware of this, kind of understanding, you know, that my life's decisions are just an exact reflection of, life is an exact reflection of all the decisions and the choices that I've made. I went from somebody that was, you know, relatively financially successful, but really being broke on the inside, being unbelievably unappreciative towards life. And then I go to college, I discover this, I expand my worldview, you know, some adversity hits me. It leads me to make a decision. My freshman year in college, I basically go down this spiral of, I would say the first time I've actually had serious depression, like staying in my house, not wanting to spend time with anybody. I actually ended up gaining over like 50 pounds over the course of a few months just by like, you know, going home after class and like, you know, binge eating my feelings away. And then really, like, at the end of that year, I really had this falling out point where I ended up picking out this new diet, and I really saw my brain turn on for the first time. That led me to realize everything that I'm talking to you about right now. And, you know, 2 months of eating healthy, of like becoming more grateful, of meditating, of exercising, of sleeping well. 2 months into that, I end up starting a business, which is ViewDream. And then about, you know, 7-8 months of pushing this self-development track, I'm like, you know, hey man, I need some answers, right? Like I'm just like this, at the time, 19-year-old kid or 20-year-old kid, you know, living life. I don't have the answers. You know, who am I to start a podcast? So I basically ended up, you know, succumbing and being more humble and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to reach out for help. I did it in the form of a podcast. I ended up starting that like last year in the middle. And today it's on the top charts on iTunes under self-help. And it's actually becoming a book that just announced today. But, you know, it's basically going to be a meta-learning book of all the guests that I've had, of all the, you know, mindset, beliefs, the stories of who I think to be the greatest 21st century minds today that are still alive. So that's what I would kind of define, classify my story. I know it was a little bit too long, but.
No, that was perfect. And can you talk more about like what that turning point was for you, where you decided like, okay, this is it. I'm going to start working on myself. I'm going to start exploring personal growth. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. So, it was really, to be honest with you, you know, I kind of went through this thing at the end of my freshman year. I didn't know what the hell it was, but all I knew is that, like, I didn't want to talk to anybody. I got unbelievably depressed. I gained so much weight. I didn't know what happened. So the turning point for me was spending that summer, giving myself time to really just kind of digest what I went through. And in turn, what I ended up doing is I ended up going online and really like basically spending my summer learning about everything, just like learning about everything. I feel like I was a little bit behind than most people in terms of, you know, maybe overall mental health. So I started learning about that. I also traveled a little bit too. I went to Egypt. So I think kind of visiting the homeland allowed me to gain some perspective on my life. And I would say the real turning point for me is like, I'm fat, right? Like at that time I was fat. I felt sluggish. I didn't have energy. I'm like, hey, like how can I fix this issue, right? Like at that time I may have not been able to become consciously aware of this whole thing, but I was like, how can I get more energy? So I start looking into diets and I end up, you know, going down the rabbit hole. I discover the bulletproof diet, which basically just advocates for, it prioritizes mental performance through a inflammation reduced diet by eating a lot of fats and a lot of nutrient dense foods like vegetables. And once I did that, then I was able to kind of like look at myself in the mirror and be like, you know, holy shit, Mark, you lost 50 pounds. That decision, that reflection was the first time where I was like, this, you know, despite all of the money and the business ventures that I had gone through, that was the first time where I'm like, oh, you can actually get a hold on this thing called life. Like I'm actually able to press this thing here and something else will press out. All of that stuff was happening to me in the negative ways, but I was never aware of it. But the first time I saw this kind of conscious self-personal development was when I lost weight. And then that led me to, you know, hey, if you did this, why not start a business? You know, if you did this, why not do that? So that was kind of like the running slope for me. If that answers your question.
Right. So it's like the losing weight was almost like proof that, you know, you're capable of achieving your goals, of really going out there and getting what you want. So that like kind of gave you the confidence to then go ahead and actually create a business. Is that kind of true?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's yeah, for sure. I would say that's the main thing, but I also think there's like, you know, there's other complexities into that fact. So like what I mean by that is I spoke to this person. Her name is Dr. Fern Caslow. She mentors the top 1% of the top 1% of performers. And she says that, you know, these people that are, you know, quote unquote, born to be in the 1%, sometimes they're not in the 1% if something's off, like their diet's off and, you know, they're somebody from this kind of heritage and like their body requires those nutrients. And when their brain isn't fed like that, then they actually revert into like this anxious, depressed self. So I think there's a lot of things at that, but I think you nailed it right on the head. Like literally seeing that change in the mirror allowed me to do the same in all other facets of my life.
And what would you say kept you motivated through that change? You know, like when you first kind of start, when you first make the decision to lose weight or commit to a goal or whatever it is, it's kind of hard to get that momentum to keep going. So what would you say kept the momentum going for you?
Yeah, I mean, like for me, I would say it's different. You know, for me, it was kind of like the reason why I was unbelievably motivated to do that. And, you know, you weren't there, obviously, but, you know, it was kind of like me like living through like a Rocky movie. Like I would just like see my life in a good way in like different months and like seasons of me like, you know, running through and every single facet of my life was improving. But for me, the main motivating factor was like I lived a very bad like mental health perspective life. Like I had the success on the outside, quote unquote, but on the inside, I was a really miserable person. So like when I did find these things where it did improve me, for me, it was like, there's no alternative. Like I know what the alternative is and I've lived the alternative throughout my entire life. So like that was the main thing that was motivating me. But honestly, I would say to, you know, the people out there that, you know, how can I find motivation? You know, oftentimes I think it's just, you know, if you're waking up every morning and you're doing stuff and you're not motivated, you're just on a different path and you need to address that and move towards the steps that will lead you to living your own life, which I don't think a lot of people do these days.
Right. And how could they go about doing that? Like if someone listening sees themselves in that message you just shared, like what are the first steps they should take?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting. So, you know, kind of going through this kind of transformation and then, you know, thinking about it all these years and then having the time to, you know, on the Humans 2.0 podcast, like talk with, you know, some unbelievably successful people about what I'm thinking. Really, I've kind of broken it down into really a few things. So I think the first thing is taking responsibility. So oftentimes, like, you're only going to be seeing this if you encounter an adversity. If you encounter something that shakes you to your foundation where you have to start asking questions. But once you do get to that point, there's a really, really, really unbelievably important thing that you need to do. And it's take responsibility. Now, I know if I was listening to this podcast and I didn't really go through this journey and I heard somebody say take responsibility, I'd be like, what, you know, what the hell is that guy even saying? Really what I mean by that is this. Your human mind best works when it feels like it owns stuff. Oftentimes, you know, we go throughout our day and we're just like this blob in the sand. We're being pushed like that. We're being pushed around. We're not really living our own lives. So what I found is when you take extreme ownership of yourself and of all the decisions that you've made in your life, like I think people have actually got to sit down and be like, oh, you know, when I was 17, like the reason why I did this was because of this and that. And that was because I was just a, you know, young and naive kid that didn't know better. Or it was because, you know, I'm a real dick. So I think getting really clear and taking responsibility is the first step. And then I think from that point, you need to find some sort of action vehicle for yourself. What I mean by that is you either need to pick up a routine that it needs you, that establishes you to be doing something physically active. It could be anything from, hey, I'm going to start a business and I'm going to use that business as self-development, because when you're running a business every day, you know, it doesn't ask you about your feelings. Like, it doesn't ask you if you're, you know, if you're feeling up for the job today or not. You know, your clients, you know, don't ask you, you know, hey man, you know, you can just take this day, you can chill out. So, or, you know, you could say, hey, I'm going to become a bodybuilder. The reason why I say that, and the reason why I think finding an action vehicle is unbelievably important, is that a lot of us, and I know I was too, when we're in like this depressed and anxious state, it feels like the mind is just like this very weird and confusing thing. But what I found is when you take action, and you can apply this all the way from, you know, sending that cold sales email, or all the way to body language and understanding how the human mind reacts to your body, is quite mind-blowing. So, you know, over everything that I've kind of learned, aside from those things, I'd say what's really important is the desire. You know, you don't have to have the talent, you don't have to have the money, you just have to have the desire. And that can be broken down into, you know, kind of like, what's your why, what's your purpose, what's your foundation? And then I think that kind of leads up to a bigger question of, how do you find your purpose? Now, the way that I've come to answer that, and it's changed over the years, but it's basically this. I think you need to be present in your life in order to find your purpose. You know, I don't think you can find your purpose in like this worksheet that you fill out from this life coach online. I think there's definitely, you know, good things, and I think people can guide you in the right direction. But I ultimately think your purpose is staring at you in the face every single day. Now, it could be something you don't want. It could be a bad thing. But ultimately, it's always been there. And the real obstacle, the real question you should be asking yourself is, what have I conditioned myself consciously or unconsciously to not look at this over the years? What have I been using to kind of numb myself, to kind of give myself an excuse to not look at these things, to not tackle these things? And once you start looking at yourself with this kind of introspection, things will just start popping up left and right for you to do. Like, you don't even have to be motivated, as long as you're kind of instilled in, you know, you really believe in yourself as a real human being and the impact that you may or may not do throughout the world, then I think that's where everything else out there starts.
Wow. Those were some really good golden nuggets. I feel like I have to listen to this podcast like several times just to get all the tips you shared there. So thank you. Now, the last question, and the question I ask everyone on this podcast, is what advice would you give your younger self?
I would say, no matter what happens, it's always going to be okay, no matter what. And I'd say nothing in your life will ever change unless you change.
Perfect. I love that. Awesome. So that's the end of our podcast. So if people want to learn more about you, where can they find you?
You can go to my, you know what, before you do that, whatever podcast you're listening to on this platform, whether it's iTunes, make sure you go on Nika's podcast and you leave a review, because she works really hard. So if you do that and you subscribe, it would make my day. If you want to listen to my podcast, it's called Humans 2.0. You can find it anywhere podcasts are available. I'm anywhere online. My name is Mark Metry, but I mostly live on LinkedIn.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you to say. So thanks so much. Awesome. Well, yeah, that's the end of our show today. So if you enjoyed it, as Mark said, make sure to leave us a review and we will see you next time.
Woo!
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag at Nika Moini and at the Positivity Boss on your podcast. And make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.